are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. It's a smoky community.
It really is. All those wildfires up in Alberta kind of made their way down here. Well, the smoke did, made its way down here.
It certainly did. Yeah, there must be huge fires going on up there.
Unfortunately,
I wasn't aware of that until I came out of a meeting last night and I thought the whole town was on fire.
Right. You know, expecting storms to come in last night and maybe some rain.
Yeah,
and instead,
we
get a bunch of smoke.
Yeah, we did. And red suns.
Yeah, it was quite the sunset because of the smoke.
It was really kind of pretty.
It really was. And, you know, we want to talk about all sorts of things going on coming up here.
Yeah, of course. First of all, we have to talk about the Indian relays. Because that kind of, this year, the Indian Relays are kicking off our busy summer of activities at the fairgrounds. And so Calvin Ghost Bear called me a couple of days ago just to give me an update, and they have 25 teams coming in.
Wow.
That's huge for their kickoff event. And so... we're going to have a busy community, you know, with graduations going on and other things. It will be busy couple of little towns.
It sure will. 25 teams. That's great. What a way to kick off their season.
So. Oh, it is. They're very pleased. Very pleased. And you can get tickets online. I've already gotten mine. I think it's $20 for Saturday and $25 for Sunday. But they're, you know, you can just go online and get them bought and probably save yourself waiting in line at the gate.
Right. Yeah, they are going to be available at the gate as well, but why not get them ahead of time? And the weather is going to be fantastic.
The weather is going to be perfect. Yeah, exactly. The both of the events start at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And so it'll be so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So plan on attending.
Yeah, and then, as I say, that kind of kicks off our season. And then the next thing that will be coming up will be the Casey Tibbs Match of Champions.
Right.
And that's always a big rodeo event, too. So, and that's the early part of June. I don't have the exact date in my mind, but we'll be talking about it.
Yes, that's going to be June 3rd. We've been giving away tickets. And, of course, as always, they are popular because that's such a fun event.
Exactly. Exactly. That amazing display of athletic talent, both in the stock and in the riders.
Absolutely. So what else is, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Oh, there is a lot. And we've done well getting employees for the summer. And we have enough lifeguards and we have a pool manager so we can get that pool opened up.
Wonderful.
Memorial Day weekend. And parents are always excited about that opportunity because it gives the kids a place to go for, you know, for fun and entertainment all summer long, as soon as school is out and until school starts. So we have the biggest crew of parks people we've ever had. So that will be wonderful. And excuse me, they have kicked off their season with a lot of grass to mow. And
yes,
all of a sudden it's knee high. And that's a reminder for our residents too. Your grass is growing, your weeds are growing, you know, get at it before you get a letter.
Yes, keep it where it needs to be.
Exactly.
Then you won't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that's right. And that reminds me, when we talk about spring cleanup, use your coupon to take a load to the Pier landfill, and the city of Fort Pier will pay for it. And the coupons were in the newsletter. If you threw that away, we do have a few extras, but only one per household.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. But if you did lose yours, misplace it, come into the office. We have a few extras.
Oh, that is wonderful. Yeah, make use of that as you finish up your spring cleaning, and then you can get it all taken care of.
That's right. It's spring is upon us, and the community gardens are all spoken for, and a lot of the gardeners have already have their seeds in the ground and their plants in the ground, and we're going to have a federal inspection. You know, that the community garden is built on Corps of Engineer property, and we had to get permission to use it for a community garden. Mm-hmm. And so this will be our first inspection. And I think it's 5 years now, and doesn't seem like it, but I think it's been 5 years. And so it'll be interesting to see what they inspect for. Maybe it only is, we just want to make sure you're using it the way you said you were going to use it.
Right.
I assume so, but my husband thinks they're going to be inspecting the quality of the garden, so he's making sure there are no weeds.
Hey, there you go. That's not a bad thing. You never know, right?
One never knows.
So absolutely.
We're prepared.
So. That is good. Yeah, what a great addition to the community that has been. So.
Oh, it has. And people have, we always have a waiting list, and people have said, can we build another one somewhere? Well, the problem is it requires management. Mm-hmm. And until someone else steps up and says, I'll manage it for you, we've got our hands full with one.
Right.
We really
You don't want to get too overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
You know, as we get older, we have to kind of pay attention to our bodies and take care of the things that we need to do. And I hear you have a procedure you've got.
I do. We don't have it scheduled yet, but I spent a couple of days, missed a council meeting, which is unusual, and spent a couple of days in Sioux Falls with a lot of tests going on. And I have to have an aortic valve replaced.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So that came as a surprise because mm-hmm. I have no symptoms whatsoever. And I don't know that that's unusual. It seems like it is.
You would think it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just waiting to get it scheduled, and then we'll go from there.
And otherwise, business as usual.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Best of luck as
Thanks, Dave. That
comes up, and we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers, of course.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next week, Mayor. Thanks for stopping in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.